Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Dalet. The Gemara in Amud Beis in the story of Yehoshaphat and Achav. The Gemara tells us that Achav was a Rasha, and if so, his Misharsim, his servants, were Rishayim as well. While Yehoshaphat was a Tzaddik. And if Yehoshaphat is a Tzaddik, so the Misharsim, his servants, are Tzaddikim as well. And the Gemara learns it from the Pasuk in Mishlei, Moishel Makshel Vashaker, Kol Mishasov Rishayim. And the reason for this brings the mitzvah and over here in the end of the Gemara, because the Gemara in Tiny says that kalo sheinia yofois kol gufo ein tzorech b'diko. Kalo, a woman, if her eyes are nice, if her eyes are beautiful, so you know her whole her body is beautiful. The leaders of a kehila, the leaders of a nation, are considered to be einei eido. They are the eyes of the eido. So you determine the status of the Eido based on the leader, based on the Einayim. So Kiveigu over here in Gilui Hashas points out, and he says the same thing is brought down in the Ramami Pano, in Mamar Chikur Din Chalik Alef Soi Perek Beis, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Dav Kuf Gimel tells us that when the Yehoyakim was a king, he was such a Rasha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, destroy Am Yisrael, because of this king. But he saw the generation from his karadaitoi. So then he cooled off, so to speak, because the generation of Yehoyakim were tzaddikim. The opposite happened in Metzikio. But Tzikio, Gishbuch looked at that generation. He wanted to bring back the world to Toiv Avayu. But then he saw Tzikio as a tzaddik. And for that, he did not destroy the world. So you see clearly over here that the leader, the king, doesn't reflect necessarily the nation. Because Yehoyakim doesn't reflect his generation, which were Tzadikim, and Tzidkiyot doesn't reflect his generations with who were Risharim. But say the Ramayim Padon of Kiyuager and Loindim in Achlolos, meaning usually you go based on the leader. But sometimes there's exceptions to the rule. So in the Sefer Shoyel Emes says, you can't say such a thing by us. Because in our Gemara, the Gemara wants to prove that the servants of Achov were Risharim, and the servants of Yehoshaphat were tzaddikim. And that's the proof that they still ate from the food of the Misharsim of Achav. And that's what the Gemara is basing. From here you learn that you can eat from a mumur lover desire. But if you say that not necessarily the Misharsim, not necessarily the nation, goes after the king, so maybe here the case was, the king was different. There's no raya, you can't bring proof from here that a mumur lover kechav, you can eat from a shechita. So therefore the Shoyel Emes says, not really a question. There's a difference between the nation and the servants. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, you talk about the nation. The king not necessarily reflects the nation. You could have a king that's one way and the nation the other way. But the servants of a person, they're much more attached to the person. And whatever the person is, the servants follow him. And I in Reb Tzadik HaKoyin in the Sefer Tzidkas HaTzadik Ois Kuf Samech, that he explains it. Explains this idea that Adam nafshei kolelis mikol nafshei misharsov anichnoim tachtov. A person who has servants, they're part of him. They're all connected to him. And he adds more. He says, "Whoops, shot!" In our Gemara, we see it that Ovadia, who was the servant of Achav, he was a tzaddik. He says because also by Achav himself there was a little bit of tzidkus, because the Gemara says Sanhedrin he was vatshon be'almoy nohoyo. He would give money out very easily to people that are poor. So because of the ma'ilus that Achav has, he had a servant which was a tzaddik, which was Ovadia. And so it goes on to say that really everything that a person owns or has is all reflection of himself. So his servants are his reflection, his items that he owns is his reflection, the food that he eats is his reflection. He calls it his pashtus koyach nafshoi v'chayusur behem. So that's the reason of the Isur Gidah Noshe. Because the Malach was able to overcome Yaakov a little bit in Gidah Noshe, so the food Gidah Noshe doesn't have the koyach hashpo that he's supposed to have. We always mention, in the name of the Arizal, that the word nigle is Rosh HaTevis nefesh guf levush heichol. The nefesh and the neshama is the inside. Around that is the guf, the body. Around that is the levush, is the clothing. And then comes the heichol, which is the possession of Adam. A person, his neshama, his inside, reflects outside to all the different layers. And the chiddush here is that the misharsim are a reflection of the Adam himself. So what comes out is that Mimele, based on what the Shoyel Emes tells us, the servants of Adam are, by definition, his reflection. by a king, the nation may be part of his reflection, may not be. That's what Rav Yeager says, Ein lo yodim nechlalo is legabe a king in his nation. A king in his nation could be not necessarily the same thing. The nation not necessarily reflects the king. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shirim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.